City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
12 rounds of boxing for the undisputed heavyweight championship of the world. Introducing
from Birmingham.
Introducing
the winner from Liverpool, Tony the Warrior Dodson.
Okay, attention please, gentlemen. It's Dodd 4, Dodson 7 after 11 rounds of Battle of the Mersey, Birkenhead against Garston. And let's get going once again. Mugs away, of course, and we'll start with your good self, Matthew. Right, how are we? Are you okay, Warrior?
Ready for action.
Yeah, you're feeling the heat. Let's go. Warrior beats Jamie Hearn 10 years ago to win which title? So 10 years ago, what
that
title
was 10
did he
years
win?
Ago.
Yeah, does it not feel that long?
Wow. It feels like 10 days ago. It was one of the best nights of my career, to be fair.
Jamie Hearn. What was so good about that as a fight?
Just coming back, because I come back, didn't I? And obviously, I've made one of them returns that I've made 8 times. It was just good to get another belt round my waist. It was good. It was just a good night. He was a decent kid. He could fight. He was highly ranked in the top 10. So it was nice to get an English title.
All right.
English title. Yes. Tony, I just left the talk. I was going to say to him, you give me that.
He hasn't said
give
what
me
weight.
That.
Go on. What weight was it? English what? Got my finger on the bell button.
Light heavy.
Oh,
Super middle.
Super middle, but you can't have it.
I give you that. I spent 90% of my career in super middle. Why would you even think light heavy?
Because I just thought
10 years ago, was it?
Because these questions are always just no
tricks.
You think you got it, and then you've got to change it.
You just missed the penalty kick there. You just missed the penalty kick.
I'm devil,
carry on.
Never change your mind at the last moment.
You just missed the penalty kick.
You know what? I've got to do.
Tony Dodson, right. Who retired after fighting Masha? Who was it who retired after fighting Masha?
There's a couple.
Come on, man.
No, that fella that we were talking about the other day that committed suicide. I can't remember his name. I can't remember.
No, that's not
I don't
right.
Listen, he's boxed quite a few
It's a name you'd know. I'm not going to give you any more clues.
Peter...
Yeah, Peter...
Buckley.
No. Gary Buckland.
Oh. Peter Buckley.
Right, let's do our mystery voice.
It's right, Tom.
Here we go. Here's the mystery voice. First one. This is for you, Masha. Who is this voice?
Credit where credit's due. Credit where credit's due.
It's from your weight division.
Credit where credit's due.
It's not easy, that.
No? Not get that?
Credit where credit's due.
I must say, I wouldn't get this, but I can't even think of a clue here.
What's the one? Tommy Boom Boom Coil?
Credit where credit's due.
Yeah!
He's 1-0.
Yeah!
I would never have got
that was a wild
guess, to be
yes,
fair. Is a mystery voice from your weight division, Warrior. I know you're going to say, well, what's my weight division? We have this every week now.
Steve.
All right, here we go.
Look at Tony, look at him. Come on.
Been sparring with Carl Froch.
Oh, come on, that played for 4 seconds. Carl Froch. I got 2 seconds.
With Carl Froch.
Ring any bells?
I know.
Get any closer?
You're confusing me.
I know.
Carl Froch.
Go on, throw a name out there, first name.
Been sparring.
I got to get half a point.
Carl Froch.
Have you got this?
I have. Okay. I've got a good feel.
We might have to throw it across if you
been
can't get it.
Been sparring with Carl Froch.
5.
Should I give you a clue?
4.
Yeah.
Right, he's got the same surname.
Oh, we did. Come
as
on.
A very famous Olympian.
Been sparring with Carl Froch.
That's a hard clue, though.
And he's got...
come on,
same
Steve.
First name.
Steve, come on, I'm behind you. I'm trying to pull it back, mate. You're not giving me a chance.
All right, go on, you have to throw one out now.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, go for it.
Brian Rose.
No. Callum Johnson.
I don't know Callum, so... I've spoken to him on Twitter, but Carl I don't know him personally, so I don't know his accent.
It's a chance for you now, Masha, to put this out of reach.
Come on.
You can close the gap here. On TripAdvisor, what is listed as the top thing to do in Birkenhead? What is the very best thing you can do in Birkenhead, according to... Do you know what TripAdvisor is?
No.
So TripAdvisor is...
Be careful you don't trip, look down.
No, essentially if you go to like a restaurant or if you go to a hotel, you can rate it on a website or an app. It's called TripAdvisor. So a lot of people use it, Masha, and essentially... This would give a good indication of what
the best
thing you could do in Birkenhead.
Is this a real question?
Yeah, so go on. What do you think the best thing to do in Birkenhead is?
Go to Venture Gym. Wait there.
You might know what you've just said.
Is Spaceport still open? It's not that.
The best thing you can do in Birkenhead has got to be the ferry.
No, but that would be a good answer.
Yeah.
But you've narrowly... Do you want to pick this one up?
Go through the tunnel to Liverpool. Prenton Park.
I think you made yourself cry with that answer, didn't you?
Visit Prenton Park.
No, it's not Prenton Park. It's actually to visit the Lady Lever Art Gallery.
But didn't you know there was one?
I didn't know that.
Oh, go away.
Not
with your
the Lady Lever. I've never heard of it.
Have a run round.
I've heard of the Williamson Art Gallery.
Right, well, you can draw level with this answer here, Warrior. Garston. The name
no
Garston
clue, Steve.
Derives from a Saxon word, Gearston. Yeah? So Garston comes from a Saxon word, Gearston. What does that mean?
Farm.
Oh, it's close. It's close.
Come
but,
on, mate.
I don't think I can give it you just for that. Garston. Farm on the docks.
Yeah.
Matty, the adjudicator, is that a good enough? No, he can't have that, apparently.
Okay.
Ring the bell.
What do you think?
I have a draw this week.
Have a draw?
I won.
What do you mean?
I'm winning 1-0.
Carson, no.
Come on,
it
Steve,
you've got
to ring the bell, mate.
Grazing settlement.
Nowhere near a farm. Yeah.
I let him win one because nearly fight me.
Yeah, that's nice one, mate. That's 6-5, that.
6-5.
It is 6-5. I thought it was 6-4.
According to my sheet, it's 7-5 now. But look, by the time you get to your fight, it's 7-all. Because essentially, we need to start helping you out mentally, get you in the right frame of mind. We're going to make them tougher for Warrior for a couple of weeks.
Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport, and talk for Liverpool.